Good evening, fellow Democratic farmer laborites and friends. There are two great types of resources. Human resources, that is, people with their skills and their energies, and natural resources, that is, the good earth with its mineral deposits, its forests, its moving waters, and its fertile soil. The 8th Congressional District was a rich district some 50 years ago when our pioneer fathers and mothers moved into this territory. But the timber barons cut its forest shamelessly and wastefully, leaving a land of stumps, burned over areas, and brush. The great bankers of the East moved in, bankrupted local people such as the Merritts, took over the rich ore fields, and began stripping this district of its ore. In those early days, there was great waste of human resources, too. The Boweries were filled with the burned-out hulks of timber workers and miners. But who cared? Labor was cheap. The great steel trust turned to Europe and began recruiting workers from the Scandinavian countries, from Finland, from Slavic countries, from Italy and others. Sturdy, hard-working people, luring them here with the promise of sudden wealth and using their energy and their will to prosper, to turn out new fortunes for Wall Street's uncrowned hierarchy. But I say to you, and I mean it, terrible as was the waste of those days, of human and natural resources alike, it remained for us, who were born thereafter, to see what real waste could be achieved when machinery and a greedy, insatiable corporation took over the manipulation of this area. During the Depression, unemployment was the rule on the Iron Ranges and in Duluth. Fortunate indeed was the family who had a wage earner with a steady year-round job. Where 35 years ago, 20,000 men worked in the mines of St. Louis County alone, during the Depression, less than 5,000 men were employed to mine the same tonnage. Thus, with great wealth being shipped out of this area, there developed a pattern of insecurity and unemployment around us. We find the tax valuations of this county of ours falling to ever new lows. In the last 12 years, it has fallen by $100 million. In the city of Everett, during the six war years, 1940 through 1945, their valuation was cut in half. The situation today is that we are in sight of complete exhaustion of our high-grade ore. Look what happened in Hibbing. In 2 years of the war, one-fifth of Hibbing's remaining high-grade ore open pit reserves were shipped away. Let us look at our human resources today. In 1939, just 7 years ago, St. Louis County expenditures for relief were $4,700,000. With state and federal expenditures, the total relief cost for that year was almost $11 million. The same situation, proportionate to their populations, held good for the other five counties of this district. Today, there are 20,000 persons in this district registered as unemployed, and half of them are returned veterans, like myself. So we are confronted by the same problems that confronted us before the war. It is still unfinished business. We still have to put our resources, what is left of them, to work.